The old mojo's been a bit off lately, hence my broken string at the start of this segment there. But, you know, I've been pretty lucky, although the Chalk Farm Cowboy is still very much in its infancy, I've been sent to try and get over my illness, some very interesting recipes. So I'd like to talk today about the influence of food on life. Because obviously food is life. Without food, there would be no life. Poignant stuff, I know. If you just control your taste buds and your brains there, both sides of the brain, then that'll be fine. Basically, though, I was sent this quite incredible recipe. The sort of thing that I like, because I've always been one to believe that food was more important in many ways than exercise, which is great because I am essentially a lazy fecking cowboy. Very rarely get off my horse to go anywhere, really, just clippity clop around North London everywhere I go. But no, I was lucky. I was very lucky. This friend of mine sent me a recipe which involved a lot of citrus, a lot of ginger, and a lot of garlic. Three of my favourite pick-me-ups when I'm feeling a wee bit run down. So I whipped up an improvised version of the recipe. It ended up being involving simmering 7 limes, a whole bulb of garlic, and adding in some marmalade at the end there. So we had a lot of good stuff, but no ginger because I didn't actually have any in the house at the time. And drank the whole thing. Thankfully, never left the house when I was drinking that. Otherwise, I might have killed a few vampires by accident, because they are everywhere we walk. But feel generally a lot better. Until later on in the day, I just drank all the wine in the house. And now, next day on, feel a little bit crappy. I might not be lassoing too many steers today.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.